Okay, this is the third tape, side one, of Claire telling about his machine and other things. Okay, now I missed all that stuff, but I don't know how important it is. The gelatinous stuff, we'll mix that. Okay. Here's something that was working against Claire.
This type machine. Harry Adams put his name down on the patent. My name is not on that patent.
Well, we figured you got screwed, and I didn't put that in.
You see, I had no power. What could I do? What could I do with Harry Adams and his son being attorneys, a big law company of five men in Chicago and eight men in a law office in Madison, bucking against me? I sat in to a hearing. What could I do to fight myself against Harry Adams, even though he was an inventor? I couldn't do a thing.
He was not an inventor.
But
he is the inventor.
Harry Adams wouldn't know how to run a stone boat that didn't have any wheels on it.
I left all that out, even though Dad and I talked about
it. My name is not on the patent, and it should be.
Because I didn't know how to put it in, and it was a very complex story, and so I just left it out.
No, just
legalities might be problems with legalities, even now, because there's offsprings that are that are still.
And even
they have your picture down there. They did a few years ago in the foyer of the Corn Curl building in Beloit. I don't know. They've abandoned that plant, I think.
Yeah, that's been so. Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, the latest is that they've completely the separation of Beatrice from the Adams people entirely, and the only thing that has Adams about it is Ellen is the director of the Adams International, which has to do with making machines for Greece and South America and Canada It has, and they are producing. There's nothing produced in Beloit now. It's gone down to Illinois somewhere, someplace in Illinois, with the Beatrice Creamery Company. It's got a plant down there.
Beatrice owns a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, shall I finish this?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'll tell you that in a minute. I first want to hear about Eldon in the tank.
Probably you were in there too, I don't know.
I might have been, I was in there a lot.
A bunch of kids there.
And he just fell in the water, and the water there was 2 more feet deep, and he was just a little tiger.
Well,
and they grabbed around and got a hold of him and pulled him out before he drowned. That's all.
Yeah, well, it was moss on the tank, you know.
It was slippery, yeah, because I fell
really,
too, and somebody hauled me up.
It isn't too high. But,
about the same time you fell in?
Might have been. How old is Eldon?
He's 56.
Well, Warren said he was 56.
Well, then Eldon is 54.
Okay, well, then he'd be 3 years older than me, because I'm 51.
A year and a half too much between all the kids.
I'm 100.
But anyway, the moss on there and the water wasn't that deep for any of the kids.
Well,
but he slipped out from under them.
But the water, the tank was always just about full all the time.
Yeah, but still was. For her or any of them, they were still, it was maybe under the armpits high.
But it was deep enough for a youngster who was hot like he was to drown, though.
Well, anyway, he couldn't get his footing to get up because of the moss on the bottom.
Yeah.
And here I see him squealing in there with his eyes open, his mouth open, and I reached in, I grabbed him and
pulled him out,
and I took him out, and Byron, the deliveryman, thought that was really funny when I took him up there to the milk house. Soaking wet, and he had quite a laugh out of that. What was his name? Byron Moore.
Byron Moore was up there, huh? Yeah. Do you remember any particular stories about Griffiths? I don't have much about Griffiths, and yet he was around the farm for so long.
Sang and whistled.
Sang and whistled, huh?
All day long.
Mournful whistles, wasn't it?
Religious.
Religious, okay, that's often mournful.
He was always whistling or singing hymns.
Didn't
all
he marry Kennedy, didn't he?
No, he married Josie.
No, Josephine.
Eventually. She set her cap for him after she gave up on Al Lassie.
Oh, that's right.
I was old enough to watch that going on.
He was a farm land foreman. Whatever it was, the yeah.
And then you see, finally, Marston came in to be manager there too.
Yeah.
Maybe when you were around there when Marston came in to manage the land.
Like I
field.
Well, John Dummer was in charge of the.
Well, he just worked on the farm with team.
No, well, he quit. Tractor. He was a tractor man.
Yeah, he's about the man that started the tractor, though.
Probably.
When did the first tractor come about?
Oh, that would be way back when, in the early 20s.
Mid-20s.
This doesn't have anything to do with
mid-20s.
After I came back on the farm.
This doesn't have anything to do with that, but the farm wall over at your place digging the basement when it flipped over when we were in there. And you were on it. Or don't you want to think of that?
I don't even remember. I was sitting on that farm wall and...
We were dragging with the drag behind, you know, the bucket behind.
What they call it, slip that. It's a slip.
Pulling the dirt out of the...
The slip.
Right. And I was back there on that with one other guy, I think it was, handling that deal. And the tractor went right over him. You were driving it.
Good Lord.
There was a lot of people killed with those old tractors. They just,
that's that old farm wall.
They just wind right up and go right over back.
And we poured that concrete in your side of your... I'll tell you how much I remember about your house. I don't know where it's at anymore. We poured part of your concrete, and we ran out of concrete, so you took powdered cement and you scattered over the what was not done, and I'll bet you'll see that right in your house today, and we re-poured, you know, over that. There should be a section the next day.
Well,
but you drove that tractor for a lot of pulling that dirt out of there.
We didn't pour those walls all one day. We had to stop overnight.
Yeah, as I remember.
You can see the lines where we stopped.
And that I know you
were
on there.
Is that where you're living now? Is that where you're living now?
Now, what is the hill farm today to you? Is that the hill farm?
No, that's
where your house is.
Well, do you ever drive up and down I-90?
Well, I don't even know where you're. I can't figure that out anymore.
Well, the I-90 goes right through our.
No, wait, this is Homer going over on what, the hay racks to get over there?
Yeah, the hay racks. They drove it so bad on that cobblestone.
On the gravel, yeah.
On the gravel, you couldn't sit on it without you shake your insides out. You got to stand on it with your feet, you know, or walk alongside. It was such a
I remember how put a washboard that road was a lot.
Now, going that same way from Highway 15 now in, you should be on the right-hand side of Collie Road for your home.
Yeah, as you head toward town.
Yeah. Same side as Mackie would be on.
Right.
And Mackie's right on the kink there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're on this side of I-90.